Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, my name's Jamie Lee. I'm the violin teacher and viola teacher here. I play with lots of different artists, including Stormzy, Burna Boy, Cat Burns, Ray, doing lots of different work, recording on BBC Live Lounge. I think music's really important because it helps so much with your memory and your other subjects that you're learning around school. And that was something that I always went to when I ever had any trouble learning anything else. And it really helps you with your developing your muscle memories or anything to do with sports as well. It's just very good for your own mental health and learning processes that happen. So you should learn an instrument.
This is Love Your Learning. I'm Safa and I'm here with
Serena
and
Hannah.
And Bella will be telling us about what they're learning right now. So what are you learning about, Serena?
In Spanish, we're starting GCSE topics, so we're learning about vacations.
What are you learning about, Hannah?
In PE, we just finished the in-house competition, which consists of basketball, dodgeball, and handball.
To everybody, Eid Mubarak.
Eid al-Fitr 2023. We've been asking how you celebrate it.
On the 21st of April, millions of Muslims around the world celebrated the festival of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan. Eid al-Fitr is one of the biggest celebrations in the Islamic calendar and means the festival of breaking of the fast. It's celebrated the day after Ramadan, which is when Muslims don't eat or drink from dawn to sunset for a month.
Fasting is important for Muslims during Ramadan because it allows them to devote themselves to their faith and come closer to Allah or God. From delicious food to spending time with friends and family, we've been asking some of you what Eid means to you.
Let's find out how you celebrated Eid over the weekend.
In the morning, I went to Eid prayers and then afterwards, I spent the rest of the day with my family celebrating.
In the morning, I also went Eid prayers and I received and exchanged gifts with family and friends.
Reading for pleasure.
Hello, Stepney All Saints. This is Mr. Ebanks, your friendly neighbourhood librarian. Come on down to the library, where this term's recommended reading are books such as Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness, William Golding's Lord of the Flies, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, and Catherine Patterson's Bridge to Terabithia. And if you can't find the Bridge to Terabithia, don't worry, you can definitely find the library, which is around the corner, next to the Big Rock, down the hill, past the abandoned castle, next door to the haunted house, which is across the park, where David Beckham scored his first goal, which is approximately 1 mile away from the scene of the very first moon landing, which was obviously on the moon, which is literally a stone's throw away from our library. You can't miss it.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Good luck to the year sevens who have their mock exams in May. Topic checklists have been posted on the Year 7 Google Classroom.
Golden opportunities.
Golden opportunities at Stepney All Saints School.
On the 18th of April, students in Year 9 and 10 watched a production called Pressure Drop by Immediate Theatre. This focused on the social issues that young people face on a regular basis. Here are some reviews.
So, what did you enjoy about the Pressure Drop production?
I enjoyed the play because it was absolutely amazing.
I enjoyed the play because the good teamwork.
It was based on real world matters.
My name's Atara and I enjoyed the play Pressure Drop because it had very relevant things relating to our year and it was very nice to see how the actors could relate to us and they were very nice as well, so it was very enjoyable to watch.
I'm here with Basri and Ibrahim, a part of the ENI football team.
Hello, I'm Basri, I play right wing for the school football team.
Hi, my name is Ibrahim and I play striker for the ENI football team and I am the top goal scorer of the year.
So when's your next match?
Our next football match is on Monday 24th of April. It's a Tahans League match against Simples Me.
Thank you for sharing. Performing
platform. Showcasing talent.
These song lyrics were recorded by Sam in 9W.
My London, the cold rain falling from beneath the clouds. It ruins my London, or rather the little dark cloud inside me did. Or does. I can't tell the difference anymore. I used to love my London, playing in the parks, running through the rain, jumping in puddles, and now I'm melting into one, constantly falling, 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 like a leaf in the winter trees. Winter like summer, it's all the same, it never changes.
A weekend of celebrations will mark the King's coronation. The occasion will be marked with a bank holiday weekend from Saturday 6th May to Monday 8th May, as well as a royal crowning ceremony at Westminster Abbey. There will also be a procession, a big concert, community lunch events, and a day of volunteering. The concert, which is due to take place the day after the ceremony on 7th May, will be broadcast on the BBC and will feature musical icons and contemporary stars. It will also feature a coronation choir, picked from amateur choirs, including from the National Health Service, refugee choirs, deaf singing choirs, and LGBT singing groups.
Total solar eclipse 2023, rare event seen in Australia. The sky turned dark over the town of Exmouth in northwest Australia. Thousands of stargazers made their way to a small town in Australia to catch a glimpse of a rare total solar eclipse.
What do we know about Donald Trump's arrest? Meanwhile, in the United States of America, Donald Trump faced arrest on charges stemming from an investigation into a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. The 76-year-old departed Florida on Monday, landing in New York ahead of his arrest and a court appearance on a Tuesday. He is the first former US president to face criminal charges, but it won't be clear what the charges are until the details of the investigation are checked.
How to avoid cyber scams on social media. Instagram users are being warned about a social media cyber scam, leading people to hand over their bank details online. People on the app are being tagged in posts congratulating them for winning a gift card for the fashion brand Shein. Users are encouraged to claim the prize by going onto a website that looks very real and following a set of the instructions, which includes answering some questions. However, people who follow through with this can be tricked into signing up for a subscription service without knowing they never received the gift card.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.